An ancient form of Vietnamese music is making a comeback. Ca Chu is spare and emotional. It's played with percussion and one long-necked lute. Ca Chu was once the music of royal courts. Later, it became the music of prostitutes and courtesans. When the Communist Party first came to power, it banned the music. But in recent years, the government's eased up on its moralistic stance. In fact, it successfully lobbied UNESCO to recognize Ca Chu as an intangible cultural heritage. The world's Mary Kay Magstad checked it out on a recent trip to Hanoi.
Every Ca Chu song starts with a beat. Three beats, actually, by the drummer. Then the lute comes in, and the singer, always female, who keeps her own staccato beat with two sticks against a piece of wood or bamboo. Ca Chu songs are often full of pathos and longing about life and love, kind of like ancient Vietnamese blues. They're based on poems by ancient Vietnamese and Chinese poets. Vietnam passed in and out of Chinese control after Ca Chu's birth 1,000 years ago, and while the Vietnamese never have liked being controlled by anyone, they did borrow from renowned Chinese poets like Du Phu. As Ca Chu evolved, it went from being a music used for ritual in temples and in the courts to one used to entertain scholars and aristocrats in inns. They'd get tally cards and would give them to their favorite female singer. The more cards a singer got, the more she got paid. Ca means song, and Chu means tally card, hence the name. Under French colonial rule, Ca Chu evolved again, says Bic Van, the singer here, and the leader of a Ca Chu club in Hanoi. She says, when the communists took over, they denounced Ca Chu as being the music of prostitutes and courtesans and bourgeois elites. They banned it until economic reform started in the mid-1980s. That's when Bic Van started to learn Ca Chu singing. She explains to a small audience in a Taoist temple the difference between open-mouthed opera singing and Ca Chu. She says, you have to keep your mouth tight and controlled. Some of the sounds almost get swallowed. Bic Van says it hasn't been easy trying to draw new audiences to Ca Chu. It is an acquired taste. But she says it's been part of Vietnam's cultural heritage for 1,000 years, and it would be a shame for it to die out. The Vietnamese government now agrees. It lobbied UNESCO to give Ca Chu the status of intangible cultural heritage, something that deserves to be protected. One of the people leading the campaign was Nguyen Chi Ben, director of the Ministry of Culture's Institute of Culture and Art Studies. He says there are very few singers of Ca Chu these days, and most of the ones who are left are old. Many Vietnamese didn't grow up with the music and don't connect with it, especially since some of the singing is in Chinese. He says the government has tried to promote Ca Chu through television performances and events around the country. Nguyen Chi Ben hopes the UNESCO recognition sparks a little cultural pride and maybe even international interest in the art form. Certainly, at Bic Van's Ca Chu Club meeting, the few people who turn out on a drizzly Sunday morning are appreciative. During a break, they stand up and praise the singers for their moving performances. It's particularly moving that Bic Van, the daughter of a writer and a Ca Chu singer, both occupations considered bourgeois and counter-revolutionary at the height of Vietnam's communist fervor, is now getting help from that government to revive an ancient art form it once reviled. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad, Hanoi. Thank you.